Book 2. The Strange Forest.
Chapter 19. Light tendrils of mist clung to the burgeoning greenery of Mossflower Woods, and the rising sun tinged buttermilk hues across a sky of powder blue in the shimmering peace of dawn. Greypatch shook dew from his claws as he stamped about, restoring circulation around limbs unused to sleeping out in the woodlands. Deadglim sat gloomily, chewing on young dandelion stems, sulking because his captain would not allow a fire, lest the telltale wisps of smoke betray their position. Greypatch wiped his sword blade dry as the other sea rats awoke, rubbing sleep from their eyes.
Come on, hearties!
The sea rat captain chuckled.
You're like a pack of dormice staggering about after a hard winter. Rouse your carcasses, the sun's getting up, and it's going to be a good day to inspect our new home. Thank your lucky stars we're not out on the seas. There'll be a fine old fog there that'll last until noon. If you was aboard ship now in blue waters, you wouldn't be able to see the tail behind your back. Gather round now and listen to me. I'll tell you about the plan I've got charted for us. Leave it to old Greypatch. We'll soon be living like kings.
Flag the Otter was always ready and willing to oblige. Mother Mellis had asked that he track down Dandin and Duddy Quill. She was sure that a fellow as big and capable as Flag would have them back home at Redwall in no time at all. Determined to start his journey bright and early, Flag shouldered supplies, checked his slingshot and stone pouch, then slipped out by a wicker gate in the abbey's north wall. Scarcely had he let himself out into the woodlands when he became alert. Watching from the shelter of an ash grove, Flag witnessed a curious sight. Greypatch had assembled his ore slaves, mostly dormice and shrews. They grouped on the path in a ragged bunch, thin and underfed. The 50 sea rats, who comprised the crew of the Dark Queen, lurked in a pathside ditch, fully armed.
Listen now, mates. You lot stay in the ditch and keep your heads down. As for you scurvy oar pullers, you don't breathe a word. Just follow me and try to look hard done by. Though that shouldn't be too hard. Mind, though, if one of you steps out of line, the crew in the ditch will deal with you. Ringtail, you're in charge down there. Wait my signal. As soon as these country buffers open the big gate to bring us food out, I'll tip you the sign and you rush in. Slay any that look like trouble right off. The rest we'll let live to serve us.
Flag had heard enough. Luckily, he had asked Mellis to leave the gate open until morning. The big otter scuttled back through the woods, across the fields, and slipped inside, bolting the gate securely behind him. Mellis was strolling toward him from the direction of the unfinished bell tower.
Flag, I thought you'd be gone by now.
The otter held a paw to his lips.
Shh! Not so loud. We got trouble. No time to explain now. Check all the wall gates tight shut and bolted. I'm going to rouse the others. Please, ma'am, don't stop to ask questions. Just do as I say, like your life depended on it. This is urgent.
The badger caught the tone and look in her friend's eyes. She nodded wisely and hurried to do his bidding. The sun was nearly up. Mist hung low on the path and flatlands as Greypatch halted his bedraggled column of oar slaves at the main gate of Redwall Abbey. Glancing up, he was slightly taken aback to see a line of grim-looking abbey dwellers staring down at him from the threshold of the high walls. Fixing a friendly smile on his face, the sea rat captain called out a greeting.
Good morning to you, sirs. Phew, it's going to be another scorching summer's day again. I wonder, could I have a word with whoever's in charge of this marvellous place?
Abbot Bernard kept his tone polite.
I am the Father Abbot of Redwall Abbey. What can I do for you, my son?
Down in the ditch, Kaibo jostled Ringtail and sniggered.
Did you hear that, matey? His son! Now we know what Greypatch's daddy looks like.
Ringtail silenced him with a smart slap.
Stow your noise, fool! Be quiet and listen.
Grey Patch touched the dagger hidden behind on his belt.
Oh, well, what better creature to ask for help than the Father Abbot himself? As you can see, sir, we're poor, wretched seafarers who lost our ship in a great storm. We've been adrift for nigh on half a season now, wandering around woodland and plain like birds without wings, and we're sore in need of a bit of food and water. Have ye any victuals to spare?
The abbot nodded.
Tell my friends what you need.
He stepped back, letting Flag and Roof Brush come forward. Grey Patch allowed himself a smile. They were halfway home.
Good day to you, sirs. We need water and bread, nothing more. Oh, I know we look rough and dirty, but we're all honest creatures. You've nothing to fear from us.
Flag smiled back.